Okay, moving on. We are back in session. It's 10:05. Thank you, everybody, for the prompt 10-minute break. Agenda item number 7, discussion and possible action on East Williamson County Regional Water System, EWCRWS, expansion engineering services by Brad Brunette, Central and Lower Basin Regional Manager. Brad, take it away.
Yeah, good morning again, everyone. This is an action item here as well. We're going to be seeking your approval to enter a professional services agreement with CDM Smith for engineering work associated with expansion and improvement of our East Williamson County Regional Water System. We're really at an important pivotal point out with that system right now in East Williamson County. Some of you may recall we purchased it from the city of Taylor back in 2004. We expanded it shortly thereafter, I think from 4.5 million gallons per day up to the current capacity of 12.3. We constructed a new deep water intake in Lake Granger maybe 5 to 10 years ago, probably closer to 10. And we've since added a couple of other customers to the system. So we've got the City of Taylor, the Jonah Water Special Utility District, and the Lone Star Regional Water Authority. And right now, I think those three customers collectively supply about 15,000 connections and close to 50,000 people. And we've really kind of gone in the last 15 or 20 years from a small town, single town water treatment plant to a truly regional system. And what we're seeing right now with the growth, John King pointed to it earlier in Williamson County, it's really starting to explode in that part of the county as well. So again, we're really at kind of a critical juncture with some work that we need to get done out there. So I've got several map slides here just to kind of help orient you with the components of the system. If you look here, starting at the top right portion of the screen, the graphic here shows the raw water intake on Lake Granger. And then you can see the raw water pipeline that takes water from the plant or takes water from the lake to the plant itself, and then the treated water pipeline leaving the plant. You can see that that intake structure, when we constructed it, it's sized to ultimately be able to expand to 50 million gallons per day. Right now, with the pumps that we have there, it's at 15 million gallons per day, and then the pipeline that we built there from the intake structure to the plant itself is also sized for ultimately 50 million gallons per day. This image here really focuses on the treatment plant itself. So we're kind of zoomed into that blue box you saw on the previous slide. And here you can see that raw water pipeline coming into the plant on the right side of the image, as well as some of the various components of the treatment plant itself. And then this slide here focuses on the treated water pipeline that takes treated water from the plant to the customer take points. That's the green line that you see here. It's about 3.7 miles long and has a capacity that's estimated at about 18 million gallons per day. And this is one of the critical things that we'll be looking at as a part of this study as well, or this evaluation. We're not just looking at expanding the plant. We're having to look at all the components from the lake all the way to where the customers take the water. So this chart shows historical demand or water use from the plant dating back to 2010. It kind of really paints the picture to me of the necessity for expansion of the system at this point. The blue line shows the maximum daily demand on the plant each year. And so that's, if you look at the peak day of water use from the plant in each of those years, that's what's plotted there. And you typically see your maximum demand peaks in the summer months. And that's ultimately what we have to build the facility to handle, are those summertime peaks. The green line shows the average daily demand on the plant each year. And so you can see that it's kind of steadily been increasing since 2010, but really you see the dramatic increases over the last couple of years, and particularly from 2019 to 2020. We saw a peak demand of slightly over 9 million gallons per day in August of 2020. And again, the current capacity of the plant is about 12.3. So we really are at a point where we've got to expand in order to keep up. This slide shows peak day demand projections looking ahead through 2024. So here we're looking forward through the next several years. The second column from the left shows numbers for Jonah. The third column are the numbers for Taylor. And then the fourth column are the numbers for Lone Star. And the fifth column is the total. And you can see if you add all of those up in 2024, we're projecting 12.2 million gallons per day. The numbers on the right side of the table in the sixth through ninth column show the current capacity of different components of the system. Again, the treatment plant capacity is 12.3 million gallons per day. The next columns you see there, the high service PS, that's the high service pump station where we actually have the pumps that pumps the treated water from the plant to the customers. The firm capacity of that system as it stands today is about 15.8 MGD, and that's how much water we could move with all but one of the pumps operating. With all the pumps operating, it's 21, and then the 27-inch water line, again, the treated water line is about 18. So I want to point out, though, these are demand projections from the 2021 Brazos G Water Plan, but with the increases in demand that we've actually seen at the plant over the last couple of years, plus what we're hearing from our customers directly, it's really been Jonah that's been talking about much higher demands, and here more recently, the city of Taylor as well. So I think if you look at these demand numbers in 2020, that peak of 10.8 was a little bit higher than what we saw. But I'm afraid that when we look out to 2024, we're going to be looking at something greater than 12.2, just based on what's been going on out there the last couple of years, if it continues. So we've gone through a request for proposal process to select an engineering firm to evaluate the entire system and help us plan and design the next phase of expansion and any other improvements that we need to make. We received four proposals as a part of that process. Of those four, we brought two firms in to interview, and we ultimately selected CDM Smith for the job. They've got about 300 Texas-based staff members with expertise covering all the various areas that we need for this project. You can see the dots on the map there that they do a lot of work in this part of the state. They're very familiar with Williamson County and the growth challenges that we're facing there, and they're also familiar with us and our customers. They actually do the most of the water treatment plant expansion and distribution work for Bell County WCID number one, as well as the city of Georgetown and city of Round Rock. And Alan Wilkie and Steve Link with CDM are here with us today as well. So we've been in the process of working with them to develop a scope of work for the project over the last little while. The list that you see here, and what we'll continue on to the next slide, cover some of the major task areas of the work that we're seeking authorization for. The data acquisition and review at the top, that's pretty self-explanatory. The next one there in the water demand and availability assessment, we'll be looking at water availability factors as well as future growth projections in order to adequately size and schedule the expansion and improvement work. And again, I think looking at the growth projections moving forward from where we stand today is going to look a lot different than what it looked like when Brazos G was looking at them for the 2021 water plan. The system condition and assessment will evaluate the condition of all the major system components. So again, that's the intake, raw water pipeline, the treatment plant, and the treated water line. And that treated water line is really a critical component as well, because it doesn't matter how big the plant is if we're treating water, if we can't, you know, get it to the customers. And that line is, it existed when we purchased the facility, so it's pretty old, hasn't been looked at in a while, and its capacity is estimated at 18 million gallons per day. So we know that ultimately we're gonna need more than that. So, you know, one of the critical parts of this effort is gonna be looking at that line, seeing what kind of shape it's in, seeing if we want to continue to use it and ultimately lay a parallel line in the future or replace that line with something larger. So those are some of the things that we're going to be looking at with the condition assessment, not just at the plant itself. The process and hydraulic assessment, we'll be evaluating current treatment processes and associated regulatory requirements with that, as well as looking for bottlenecks and potential failure points within the system. And again, that treated water pipeline is one of those potential failure points that could cause us problems. The one on the bottom, the plant scale pilot testing, that's planned to be performed to see if there are things that we can do at the treatment plant just from an operational or a process improvement where we might be able to re-rate it to a higher capacity quickly without having to spend dollars on, you know, improvements and capital. So that's a possibility as well. Aquifer storage and recovery would involve treating extra surface water from the lake during the lower demand times of the year, such as the winter time. If we've got extra capacity there, we could treat that water, potentially store it in the ground in the aquifer there in the county for future use. We've actually talked with you some about aquifer storage and recovery in the past, and we've looked at it to some degree at East Williamson County, and we think that it's potentially a viable solution there, as well as CDM thinks that that area of the county is potentially an area that we could implement aquifer storage and recovery. And I'd say there's maybe a handful of those projects that have been implemented in the state up to this point, but it's something that the state's put a lot of focus on, And there's a lot to be said for being able to store water in the ground if you've got a system that will work, because you don't have the evaporation. And basically, it's an underground reservoir that you don't lose water to. So there's still a lot of work to be done there for us to get to a functioning system, but that's something we're going to be looking at here as well. The water quality assessment and blending investigation, that will be looking at providing a plan for how to integrate water from the Trinity groundwater well that we drilled a couple of years ago into that system, as well as future Trinity wells, and ultimately, potentially, water from the Carrizo-Wilcox aquifer further to the east. Topographic survey, that's pretty self-explanatory. And then the expansion evaluation, that's where we'll actually be looking at components of the plant, the filters, clarifiers, and other plant components to see what expansions we might need to make to increase our capacity. And finally, all of this will culminate into a preliminary engineering report that will hopefully give us a roadmap forward, as well as a schedule moving forward for expansion elements, as well as improvements to some of the existing facilities that we have. So this slide summarizes the duration and cost associated with the various tasks. You can see that the total not to exceed cost proposed is a little under $2.7 million. One of the larger cost items that you see is that system condition assessment. You can see there it's $683,202. And I mentioned assessment of that treated water pipeline. So that cost element, about $430,000 of that is for a smart ball technology assessment of that line. And I can let the engineers talk more about how that actually works, but it's a newer technology where you insert something into the pipeline, as I understand it. It moves through the pipeline and not only visually can look at the interior of the pipe, but can look at the condition of the pipe, the wall thickness, and things like that. So that's a significant cost item, but I think, again, it's a critical thing that we get a better understanding of that line and what we're going to do with it moving forward. Another large cost is the $493,135 that's associated with that aquifer storage and recovery task. And again, that one's going to be broken into two parts. And so whether or not we move forward with the whole thing will depend on what we find in the first part of it. So we may not ultimately go that route, may not ultimately spend that money. And then there's also some other contingencies built into some of these other tasks. So the ultimate cost that we end up having for this phase of the project may not be up to this level, but we basically tried to get everything in here that is you know, potentially foreseeable, and you know, that will kind of represent the maximum bounds of what the contract would look like. With regard to duration, we're expecting CDM can complete the effort within about 12 months of once we start. And I think that's the last slide that I have other than a resolution, so I'll stop and try to answer any questions that you have.
I really like your David, I like the fact that you're getting on to the aquifer storage and recovery. I think that's going to be critical while we're not spending water. I'm glad you're getting together. And then that colonoscopy, I mean, excuse me, that pipe assessment, that's critical. I was going to do this.
Yeah, thank you. It's that treated water pipeline is it's everything that's a part of the system so far. You know, we've expanded, we've looked at, but that treated water pipeline is one of the things that we haven't really taken a close look at. So we definitely need to do that. And then aquifer storage and recovery is, I think, going to be a bigger part of the state's water needs into the future. And so hopefully we'll have a good project that we can implement there.
Brad, how old is the treated water pipeline? Do you know?
I don't know. We bought the facility from the city of Taylor in 2004, and I think I've read where that plant was constructed around 1990. David, is that?
I was going to say 85, so late 80s, early 90s.
Now, it's treated, so it shouldn't be too scaled up, you know, if we're managing our water chemistry, right?
Yeah, you would think so.
Well, I mean, it's a big assumption to think that you're going to get 18 million through it if it's that old, and you know, I just am very familiar with this from my own background, right. But okay, no, you know, I think I like the steps, so
one
I was just
of the,
curious.
One of the things when we were talking with CDM about that inspection of that line, they've used it at another project, I don't remember the client, but they actually found a shopping cart inside a treated water pipeline. You know, how does that happen? You know, how did it get there? But, you know, who knows? You know, there's no telling what you can find in there. And you know, we think that it's 18 million gallons per day based on the size of it. But, you know, if you got obstructions or problems in there, then we may not have what we think, and we need to know this.
Thanks.
So I think this is a great thing. This is I'm curious, is there a way to make this timeframe go a little bit faster? And I ask that because I know how fast Williamson County is growing. It's an alarming rate. And I wonder if we're going to get behind where we need to be with the actual expansion if this takes 12 months. Is there a way to just leave any of it up?
Potentially, we've talked some with Fastidium about that, and we'll definitely visit with them further as we finalize the contract to try to expedite it. A couple of things that we've talked about for coming up with, water quickly is that pilot study to see if we could potentially re-rate the plant. That's potentially something that, according to CDM, we could implement relatively quickly. And then we have the existing groundwater well at the site. It's ready to go. We've received a little bit of pushback from our customers with regard to water quality. Once we start blending that water, it's going to change what they've been getting. And so we've been cautiously approaching that. But that's also something that I think we could implement relatively quickly. If we, if we do get behind, we could put that well into service and have water flowing pretty quickly. But in terms of the study time frame here, I don't want to put Alan or Steve too much on the spot, but we'll be talking with y'all about how we can expedite this.
And so Director Henderson, I had your same concern, and I think if we can do whatever we need to do to help expedite and stay on top of the project so that way it finishes in the timely manner. Yes.
Definitely. At least some good strong monitoring.
Let me ask a more pointed question. The project's going to take 12 months. How long is it going to take, if we approve it today, how long is it going to take until the project actually gets started?
I think we could start this phase of it in August.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So is that number the right number to be in the resolution, or do we need to raise it a little bit to get an expediting fee into it?
Director Henderson, what was your question?
So is that number, the 2 million number, is that the right number to put in the resolution? Or do we need to raise the number in the resolution to make it go faster?
Well, that's a guarantee that you'll be paying more. If it is 5 minutes faster,
Yeah.
My recommendation would be to let's approve it for this amount. And then let us go sit down with CDM, and if there are things that we can do to speed up the schedule, and because we want to understand and vet what those associated costs might look like, then we can come back to the board in September
with the contract with amendment of some sort.
Excuse me?
With the contract amendment of
That's
some
correct.
Sort. Right. That's correct. Right. Yeah.
Okay. I appreciate that. Yeah.
So I like that recommendation, and Brad, can you make sure we have something on the agenda for September board meeting?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, everybody. Thank you for your questions. Can our recording please read the resolution?
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to negotiate and execute a contract with CDM Smith Incorporated for engineering services associated with conducting an engineering evaluation, engineering design, preparation of subsequent bidding and contract documents, and resulting construction activities as required to make improvements and expand components of the East Williamson County Regional Water System, to integrate the existing groundwater well, and to make recommendations on the construction and use of future groundwater wells, and
you've heard the reading of the resolution.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Further.
Oh, sorry.
I apologize. Be it further resolved that the fee for engineering services associated with the initial assessment, study, engineering, evaluation phase shall not exceed $2,697,471, and engineering fees for subsequent phases of the project, including design, bidding, and construction, will be presented to the Brazos River Authority Board of Directors for future consideration.
Heard the reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt? Motion made by Director Wilson, a second by Director Huber. Please poll the board.
Yeah, Presiding Officer Flores.
Yes.
Director Tallis.
Yes.
Director Taylor.
Yes.
Director Abraham.
Yes.
Director Warren.
Yes.
Director Fernandez.
Yes.
Director Henderson.
Yes.
Director Huber.
Yes.
Director Crone.
Yes.
Director Lattimore.
Yes.
Director Leslie.
Yes.
Director Lloyd.
Yes.
Director Luton.
Yes.
Director Rankin.
Yes.
Director Sanderson.
Yes.
Director Savage.
Yes.
Director Smith.
Yes.
Director Wilson.
Yes.
Motion carried.